World of Tanks Lynx 6x6. This vehicle is the French Tier 8 light tank. The Lynx 6x6, it's a wheeled vehicle. And it is in the regular tech tree, which means you can research it and purchase it. It's one of the best vehicles in the game. I played almost every vehicle in the game except for the Italian heavies and the Czechoslovakian heavies and the Yeo tanks. It is very fast, very easy to maneuver, fun to play, and easy to aim with. Great for frontline. It's a Tier 8 French wheeled light tank in the French tech tree. Keep in mind that not all wheeled vehicles are light tanks. Some of them are medium tanks. There are wheeled SPGs, etc. It has great mobility, excellent speed, and acceleration, both forward and reverse. It's not very good for passive spotting, which means hiding in a bush, because the spotting range is kind of low. And I'm not saying you can't do it, I'm just saying that you would choose another tank to do passive spotting. However, it's good for active scouting. You might not be able to get the 445 millimeter spotting distance, but you should get close. The vehicle is excellent for frontline because you can sneak up on enemy vehicles and quickly travel across the map. What you do is you find a hill. The enemy has to be near the hill. And you go over the hill, shoot at them, and get behind the hill and reload. And then when you go over the hill, you look where their gun is pointing and you go the direction opposite. And you just keep repeating that. It's difficult to play on city maps, easy to play on open fields. However, the enemy will know that you will be scouting. So if you're on an open field map, the enemy knows that the wheeled vehicles are going to go riding around and they have a pretty good idea where you're going to show up. The EBR has a higher learning curve and it's more difficult to play. The Lynx 6x6 is easier to play. The primary strength is speed and agility, good suspension, ability to travel with some damage to the wheels. It has a special feature to enable the auto aim when moving at high speed. So when you are traveling at high speed, you can click to automatically aim at an enemy tank very easily, which you can't do with other tanks. Another advantage is the suspension is really good, so you can jump off of high cliffs taking little to no damage. And also, it has multiple drive modes, a fast drive mode and a slower drive mode. So you've got 182 penetration, regular rounds, 223 with the gold rounds, 75 with HE rounds. 75 is above average, not the highest, but 75 means that if you're going to get behind an enemy tank and blast them in the rear, and you're tier 8, and the enemy is likely a lower tier or SPG or light tank destroyer or medium tank, you're likely to do damage, and you can use these rounds to do additional damage. The aim time is pretty good on this vehicle. So let's look at a replay.
This tank is
This is frontline, and this is not the best example of how the tank plays, but what you're going to notice obviously is it jumps really well without taking any damage. But you can easily, this is a recorded replay, you can easily find a target tank, and if he's by himself, easily destroy him. So what I'm doing is I'm just rushing the field at the beginning. And I will go and I will shoot at a target, and then I will head for safety. You see over here we've got another shot of me jumping over. I pay attention. For example, I guess I didn't spot that tank, someone else did. Or maybe I did. It says Lorraine 40T. I'm not going to get that much spotting damage. 629 right now. But here's an example how you want to get right behind it, and the enemy's gun is too slow to come around. And you just keep circling them. And when you need to hide, you go behind a hill and then take the lower position. I should have driven this a little bit better. And then once you're reloaded, you come back up. Obviously, I missed that shot. But the guy's not going to be able to run away from me. And when the guy shot at me, right, from the front, all you got to do is pass by him. Just keep driving towards him and pass either to the left side or to the right side. They're never going to turn their gun around fast enough. If an enemy, let's say it's a turretless tank destroyer, is aiming at you, you just drive alongside it. The other good thing about this vehicle on a game like Frontline is that you can head straight for, you can get across the map quickly. So if you need repairs, it's just easy to go do a full repair and then get back into the action. So you notice that my spotting damage did not increase since I mentioned it. And it looks like I didn't do any actual damage. I will do damage in this game. It's just going to take a while. So now going in reverse is usually about the same speed as going forward. That's a case where all you got to do is ram that vehicle and he'll take a lot of damage. So that I screwed up. See how easy it is to target the guy. And then I just drive to the right behind these rocks going down below while I'm reloading. And then I'll come up again as quickly as I can, take another shot. I could have shot at that heavy tank, but I decided to take a chance at this other one, and it looks like I did hit him. What I could have done is turn the other way. They would not have been able to hit me. Now I got a problem. Now I'm low on hit points. I've got damage to my wheel, still able to drive, going 82 kilometers? Is that what it says? No, 70-something. Now, here's an example where my ally is being chased by some vehicle, and it's very easy for me to go and assist. Like, he might... I don't think that's a 6x6. It's hard to see. But it's obvious that these tanks are really good. I am going to miss some of my shots because that's the nature of using auto-aim. The greater your distance is, the more likely you're going to miss. But that was a Link 6x6. Because he has a great tank like I do, he was able to get into the backfield and harass one of my tanks in the backfield. Look at that. I made it up to 2,000 spot damage and 600 damage. I am going to be taken out of the game soon. So this is the wiki page. It's the Panod. I think it's AMX Link 6x6. I don't know why it says AML. Maybe they changed the name. These are the guns. I know you can't see everything. It costs 2.3 million, 920 hit points, 4 crew, no loader. Speed limit says 58 kilometers. That is obviously stock. And the turret armor is only 16, which means that everything can damage you. For example, a high explosive round that lands near your vehicle and splashes could damage your wheel. It does have heat rounds, which are your gold rounds, and do 220 penetration. The DPM is 1590, nothing special. Accuracy is 0.41. which is nothing special, it's just kind of average. The aim time is 1.6. 1.6, it's got to be one of the best values in the game. Turret traverse, 60 degrees gun arc, 360. The elevation, it says minus 8 plus 15. 50 rounds, you rarely run out. 20% chance of fire, that's obviously going to be with the stock engine, a little bit high. The view range is 310, which is obviously very low. You know, I didn't put down what equipment you're going to play with this tank, but obviously, if you don't know what to do, use vents, because vents works on every tank. Otherwise, you're going to want the experimental optics. If you do hit and run, you want the stabilizer and the gun laying drive. What I usually do is I make one tank for hit and run and another one for spotting. If I play this in frontline, I'm going to put it for hit and run. So I'm going to put the stabilizer, which means you got to be moving, and the gun laying drive means you got to be stationary. So it doesn't really work well with this vehicle. A few interesting things. It says the original vehicle only had two axles. It says the vehicle in real life only had two axles. Okay, so that's it. I am going to go and I'm going to add some more information over here, my recommendations as to what equipment you should use. Okay, so if you have any questions or comments, please post below. Go to cheapbooks.cc and go to video games. Look for World of Tanks, which might be under War Games. And I'll have my recommendations here.